This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. This is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yassin coming to you from my Facebook live platform, another episode of Sky Views. Sky Views are my views. Make no doubt about it. I don't make any excuses about what I have to say. It's my spin, my opinion, my take, my insight into the issues that I discuss on this platform. Sky Views is a personal perspective. It is an Islamic perspective because I'm a Muslim. But it doesn't mean that all Muslims, with their many different persuasions, that they have to embrace or they have to agree. What I do ask you to do is to respectfully disagree if you do. So that as long as there is respect involved, then that means that there's some toleration for one another's opinions and views. Sky Views, as I try to say to people as often as I can, it came about because I felt that it became necessary to address issues that were not necessarily quote-unquote religious. Of course, as a Muslim, I subscribe to the system of Islam, the divine revelation and the divine system of life ordained by Almighty God. But it's not a foregone conclusion that all other human beings have to agree or listen or comply to that perspective, to that system. Therefore, I'm discussing issues on Sky Views that are relevant to all human beings. There are many issues that are relevant to all human beings in spite of the fact that some of them are religious and some are non-religious. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Jewish, Meists, Deists, all kinds of people. Some are morally driven and others are immorally driven. But we all share and occupy this common space called Earth. In one way or another, we have to respect, we have to tolerate, we have to engage, we have to interact. We have to respect one another's views, lifestyles, and persuasions. In the course of traveling around the world, I came in contact with so many different kinds of people, including so many different kinds of Muslims. And there were many occasions where there was a clash of ideas, a clash of beliefs or principles. And to reduce this clash, I decided to take the higher road. And that is sometimes sit across the table with people that I diametrically disagree with and have a intellectual, respectful exchange. And in doing so, I discovered many things about my own self. Having said that, yesterday we had a discussion, or I made a presentation, which involved the answering of four different questions. And those four different questions, you can go back to yesterday's discussion on Sky Views, and you can see what those four questions were. And those four questions sort of came out of a previous discussion where I was emphasizing the necessity for Muslims to look beyond themselves and outside of the box of their religious focus and think about the world and think about the society and think about their neighborhood and think about the environment and think about humanity and try to make your Islamic beliefs, Islamic principles, your Islamic observance relevant to what is outside that box. Other people, other persuasions, other dynamics, other issues, other than what you or I may be principally focused upon as a Muslim. This morning I posted something on Facebook, and I mentioned that how ironic it is that many Muslims, or in fact most Muslims, that they are so focused upon the religion and their interaction within the religion that they seem to forget that the maqasid, the objective of the religion, is to serve humanity. Just that short observance brought about many comments. You would really be surprised to know how many comments that just very short observation or insight that it brought about. Many different Muslims took different reactions to that statement. Some of them said, Sheikh, I think you need to really expound upon that. You know, we're supposed to be serving Allah. Isn't it some kind of shirk for us to be serving humanity? Well, I think the person who asked that question, if they took a deep look, or at least took another look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both before the wahi and after the wahi, if they took a deep look at the message of the Quran, I think that they would be able to solve that or resolve that issue for themselves. Some people were even a bit disturbed by my statement. They thought that somehow or another that I was preferring non-Muslims and their dynamics and their sufferings and their engagements and their beliefs and their social, political, environmental dynamics, that I was preferring them above Muslims. And they took issue with that. Others thought that that I was being worldly. They mentioned that our focus is supposed to be upon worshiping Allah. Our focus is supposed to be upon earning the reward of paradise. Our focus should be upon inundating ourselves, you know, garnering ourselves, elevating ourselves with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, memorizing Quran, following the very obvious lifestyles and the principles of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and focusing upon the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. So I could give you five or six other comments that I got just from that one statement. And I don't have an issue, I don't have a problem with any of those comments. But what I think it warrants I think it warrants that we come back to the source as Muslims when we have a lot of flack or disagreement or misconception or that we don't seem to be on the right same page or something. It's always good for us to bring it back to the sources. After all, the basis for my discussion on this topic is the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I want to here I want to just select three verses of the Quran to support the premise that we Muslims that it is a part of our social responsibility. It is a part of our ethics. It's very much a part of our being Muslim. It's a part of our mindset, if you will, that the gifts that we have been endowed with, whatever those gifts are, tangible or intangible gifts, they are not all for us. It's not for me. It's not for my family. You know, it's not for my household. It's not for my group. It's not for the Muslims. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or defining his life, Allah is speaking directly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said in one verse, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatil lil alamin." You know, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you have not been sent except as a rahma للعالمين. That means for the worlds. For the worlds. The worlds that we can see and the worlds that we cannot see. For everything that is within the world. Those that have intelligence and those that do not have intelligence. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to this verse, he was sent as a rahmah, a mercy. And a mercy is a gift. Mercy is a gift. Mercy is a sustenance. Mercy is something that Almighty God gives through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through his practice and through his advice and through his behavior. His life reflects mercy. He didn't say rahmatil lil muslimin, he said rahmatil lil alamin. He could have said lil muslimin, lil mu'mineen, but he didn't. He said lil alameen, for the worlds and everything in it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one way or another, whether it be micro or macro, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's impact upon the worlds was that of mercy. In another verse of the Quran, it is the surah which is called Nahl. The verse which is 90. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. See, he said in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has ordered us upon adl, justice, wal ihsan, And here the word ihsan means benevolence. Verily Allah has ordered us, commanded us upon two things: social justice and social benevolence. Because here he's ordering us to do something to who? To humanity. Be agents of justice for humanity and be agents of benevolence for humanity. Without going into the entire verse, this is Surah An-Nahl, and this is the 90th verse, and this verse is recited in many places all over the Muslim world whenever the khutbah, the Friday sermon, is given. Just when it's ending, this is one of the verses that is commonly read. Maybe we're not listening. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذُو الْقُرْبَى, and that you extend this justice and this mercy to your nearest of kin and your neighbors and others beyond that, and that you enjoin what is right, that you prevent evil, and that you strive against corruption. This is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Quran speaking, which is relevant to our topic. Another verse that I'd like to bring is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the believers. And in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَعْمَلُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَلَى الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, you shall indeed, and let there be from among you those who are calling towards khayr, goodness. And what is goodness? Goodness is a form of benefit. Any kind of benefit that we can give to other people, when we call people towards goodness, we call people towards benefit. That is calling people towards khayr. That's not just calling people towards words. When people are hungry and you call them towards food and drink, that is khayr. When people don't have clothing, they don't have a place to sleep, and you provide that, that's calling them towards khayr. When people are in pain, when people are sick, when people are wounded, and you provide clinical assistance and therapy for them, this is also khayr for them. And when you repel evil and you promote goodness, that is also khayr. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the believers, and he says, kuntum khayra, you are the best. Kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best ummah or nation. Ukhrijat linnas, evolved out of mankind. Why? Because you command what is good, you command what is good, and you prevent what is evil. Now here, this verse clearly directs us towards the maqasid of Islam. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Why are you the best ummah? Not just because you worship God, not just because you're following the orders of Almighty God, not just because of that. He starts out by saying that because you command what is right and because you prevent what is evil or corrupt. And also you believe in Allah. You uphold your covenant with Allah. You see. Those are just three verses, and I'm not reciting the entire verse. I'm not giving a tafsir of the verse. I'm just paraphrasing in order for us to understand that the source of our theme of serving humanity originates in the Quran itself. I want to now take a couple of statements from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that we understand that this theme that we suggested or that we talked about here, that it was based upon the life principle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to us, khayrun nas man yanfa'u an-nas, which basically means, generally means, the best of people are those that bring the most benefit to the rest of mankind. Subhanallah. This is in the collection of Bukhari, meaning that the hadith is considered to be an authentic hadith, a narration from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best of people are those who bring the most benefit to the rest of mankind. Now, we don't have to go into a lot of detail. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. If you want to be the best Muslim, you want to be the best person, the best human being that you can be, don't just be about, you know, your own benefits. Don't be just about what you can accomplish. Don't just be about how you serve your God in your own isolation or in your own home or in your own church or your own mosque. Or no. Take your faith outside of yourself, outside of your family, outside of your mosque or your church. Take your faith outside and share your faith with humanity and provide benefit for people. Now, you and I, we are the beneficiaries of many gifts that Almighty God has given to us through other human beings. We don't have to enumerate them. There's just so many. And whoever is not grateful to other human beings cannot be grateful towards God. It's just as simple as that. When you don't thank other people who made you a beneficiary of something, that gave you something, you cannot be grateful towards God. You want to be a distinguished person? Give benefit to other human beings. Here I want to make a point. You know, there are many individuals who have spent, made great sacrifices in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving da'wah, you know, propagating, teaching, preaching, defending the faith. Not that the faith needs to be defended, but sort of like removing misconceptions and distortions about Islam and Muslims and clarifying issues towards people of other faiths and reducing the animosity that people might have towards Islam because of the behavior of Muslims. I mean, many people have made tremendous sacrifices in our lifetime and before that. And we want to give them, we want to give the credit where the credit is due. However, this preaching and this teaching and this da'wah, this public talking and going around the world and articulating Islam and speaking about the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and clarifying issues and educating people is absolutely great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in that regards. So who is better than the one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does good actions? Who is better than one who calls towards Allah and also does good actions? So in this regard, I want to bring attention to a person, ghafarallahu lah, a person who has passed away. A person who, in my estimation, is one of the most distinguished people spreading and influencing human beings with Islam in the 21st century. His name is Abdulrahman Samait, Ghafarallahu Lah. He's a Kuwaiti benefactor, a social activist, a person that spent the greater part of his life, or a significant part of his life, in the continent of Africa, serving human beings. Now, I discovered his life just maybe around 15 years ago. And I read about his life about 8, 9, or 10 years ago. And I have to say that he's one of my heroes. If there's a person that I would love to imitate, in some way, duplicate something that he's done, it is this Kuwaiti benefactor, social activist, senior Muslim, Sheikh Abdulrahman Samait. Ghafarallahu lah. May Allah have mercy upon his soul. I think it's just a matter that if anyone wants to know who he is, you will have to do some research. He doesn't have lectures on YouTube. He's not known for preaching and teaching and articulating Islam like so many popular people have done. No. But he used his wealth and his energy. He used his wealth and his energy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. You know, he mentions in the Quran, using your wealth and your energy to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to serve human beings. In the course of doing so, he built hospitals, clinics, schools. He dug roads. He built roads. He fed the poor, taught people how to farm. He built houses. He dug wells. And in the course of doing so, tens of thousands of people became Muslims because of his work. You see, this is an example of doing khayr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and I'm losing some power here, so please just bear with me. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, by Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. When his neighbors are not secure from his wrongdoing. This is also in the collection of, this hadith is Bukhari and Muslim, muttafiqun alayh. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. Brothers and sisters, I have resourced the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to highlight or to emphasize my point. And I want to remind Muslims, wherever you are, that every single day Allah is going to hold you and I responsible for our surroundings, for our environment, for our colleagues, our co-workers, our neighbors. And because the world is a global village, almost everyone in the world today is a neighbor. We will be asked about our neighbors. We will be asked about the environment. We will be asked about the resources that came into our hands and that we were responsible for. We will ask about what we had and what we shared. We'll be asked. And this reminder is only a piece of advice that we Muslims need to take our faces out of the rug and take our eyes off the pages of the Quran after we finish reading. And after we hold up our hands making dua, we need to extend our hands to other human beings, and that will complete. In doing so, that will complete the method of worship that we are engaged in, because Islam is a system of life that teaches us to prepare ourselves, to discipline ourselves, to remember our Lord, to worship our Lord, in order that our capabilities and our resources that we have been endowed with as human beings, that we would be better and more functional and more effective human beings in doing what? Serving the interests of other human beings. Dear brothers in Islam, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is your brother Sheikh Khalid Yassin speaking to you from my Facebook Live platform, Skyviews, as I have said before. If you heard something that is of benefit, then share it only because فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَاتِ الذِّكْرَ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Share it because it is beneficial, not because it needs to be popularized. Share it because whether it is food or drink or anything else that's beneficial, inspiration or education, we should do what? We should share it with others. Thank you very much. I'll try to be more prepared each time that I come out. I'll make sure that my computer and that my lights and that my phone and where I'm at, that I try to coordinate things properly, and therefore that we have an optimized presentation. But at the end of the day, there are people in mountains and jungles and deserts and tenements and other places that they don't even have what we have. So we should be grateful and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the descriptions of the believers is that وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that they spend out of what they have been provided for. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, thank you very much for listening to me. I say subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.